It's good to be here this morning. It's good to gather together to celebrate. This is a celebration that we have on this Sunday, although every day of the week we could celebrate, but we choose this Sunday to celebrate Jesus rising from the dead. We remember, as we start our service this morning, the story of Mary, and Joanna, three women in the Bible who had wandered up to the tomb where Jesus' body had been placed. They'd come early morning, and a lot of churches have a sunrise service to remember this, but we're Baptists, we can't really do that. So we get up a bit later, but we still remember Mary, and Joanna going to the tomb, and the reason they were going was not because they expected Jesus to be alive, but because they wanted to prepare his body properly. They thought he was dead. And then, as they were walking to the tomb, they heard what seemed to be a sort of earthquake. The ground tremored and there was a loud bang, and they wondered what was going on. And when they arrived, the entrance to the tomb, of course, was open. And they were told not to be afraid, because Jesus' body had gone. But not only had his body gone, it hadn't disappeared or been stolen or no one knew where it was, but he had risen from the dead. He was alive. Other parts of the Bible tell us that Mary came upon Jesus in the garden and she thought he was a gardener, but he showed her that he was Jesus, alive from the dead. And we celebrate that this morning. We can't go back to that time to see how amazing it would be, but we can celebrate Jesus is alive because he's still alive today. So let's stand together. You know, we often think we know what's on the inside by what something looks like on the outside. And a lot of times this is true, isn't it? But sometimes, in fact, a lot of times as well, it's not true. Things can be different on the inside to what we think they're going to be from the outside. For instance, you might look at a car and think, oh, that car is going nowhere. But inside, it's got an amazing engine. Or you might look at a cafe and think, oh, that looks a bit dodgy. But the food is amazing. The inside can be very different from the outside. And the same can also be true the other way around. Just like these eggs, the inside can be very different. For instance, the inside can be disappointing when the outside looks great. A shop can look like it's got everything you need, and then you go inside and there's nothing that you want to buy. And it's a big disappointment. Or a meal can look really nice on a plate, but when you taste it, it's disgusting. I'm sure it doesn't happen at your houses, but you know, it could be true. Or a holiday could look really lovely in the brochures with the sunshine, and then you go and it's not what you expected. There's a lot of things which look so good on the outside, but they end up being awful in the middle. And you know, it's not just things, it can be the same with lives as well. Sometimes we look at people's lives and we think their life is brilliant. They've got lots of money, they've got lots of things, they've got a great family, their health is brilliant, they look great. They seem to have everything and everyone likes them. But on the inside, they might feel unworthy. They might feel sad. They might feel unhappy. They might wish that they were someone else. And it can be true the other way around. Someone's life can look like it hasn't got what it needs to be what we think you should have to be happy. Maybe they're unwell a lot of the time, or they have a lot of problems that we think, oh, they must be unhappy. But actually, on the inside, they can feel okay. And they can feel that their life is all right. Things can look very different on the outside to what they are on the inside. And that's especially true of Easter. In fact, it is the miracle of Easter. That when we think of Easter Sunday and the trip of the three women to the tomb on that first morning, just the very fact that they were going to a tomb, a place that contained
dead bodies, we would expect the inside to be just as sad and just as terrible as the outside of the tomb. It's a grave, a place where there's no hope, there's no joy, and there's no way back. It's a dead place. But of course, as they approached the tomb on that first Sunday, they found the inside to be completely different from the outside, because it was empty. And instead of being a place of death, a place of no hope, it was actually the opposite. It was a place of new life. This tomb where Jesus had been buried was a place of new life. They found joy. They found hope. The inside was very, very different to the outside. We're going to watch a clip. We celebrate today because what should have been a place of death became a place of life. You know, the wonderful thing about Easter is not only was the tomb changed from a place of death into a place of life, but because Jesus rose from the dead, the lives of his disciples, his friends, his followers were changed as well. From places of fear to places of joy and laughter. You see, when we first meet the disciples after Jesus' death, both on the outside and on the inside, they are afraid and they're full of sadness. But when they realise that Jesus is really alive, that he's come back from the dead, their lives are transformed and they become people who will forever know Jesus on the inside, no matter what happens to them on the outside. And you know, the amazing thing about Easter is that the same can happen to us as well. That because Jesus is alive today and forever, whatever happens on the outside of our lives, we can be transformed on the inside. So that whether we encounter illness or pain or hardship or family problems or lack of money or breakdown in friendships or relationships, or even if we encounter and when we encounter death, on the inside, we can be transformed to be people who always, no matter what, can know Jesus. Or if you like, we can always know his peace. We can always know his love. We can always know his forgiveness. We can always know his joy. And most of all, we can always have his new life in us. Jesus says this very thing when he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Or if you like, Jesus says, "I am alive. And the people who believe in me will live on the inside, even though they will eventually die on the outside. And those who live their lives believing in me will live forever, even though their earthly bodies will fade away." You see, the miracle of Easter is that the outside doesn't always have to predict the inside. And from this point on, life really can go on forever.